Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Wednesday to everybody out there in America's finest city. I'm Brayden Sir Prenant. This is the Brayden Sir Prenant Show, live and local each and every day. From 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for tuning in, as we got a lot to break down still in the Padres world. Thought for sure we'd kind of be done with this. I thought for sure it'd be time to, you know what, even in the promo we had for today's show, it was like, all right, well, let's get to Monday's show that we had planned. Let's
start this whole transaction over again.
Let's get into football. Aztecs, how about them Aztecs, Sean?
How about them Aztecs?
Thank you, Sean. They're off this week, but they had a good win over the weekend. We haven't talked about that yet. It's Wednesday. But the reality is, it's like, all right, let's dive back into the Monday show we're going to have. At this point in time, there's really no reason to recap what has happened in the NFL. It's better off to start getting locked into the next week of the NFL. We got a great week of college football this weekend. We could dive into this week of high school football. I mean, most of our stuff from Monday, aside from the fact that the Aztecs are in a great spot, we had some couple of topics for Aztec football that are going to be good. And they're a little evergreen, at least for the next week, which we'll talk about at noon. It was time to dive into something else. Something not Padres or Mike Schilt related. Maybe we even got to talk a little bit about the NLCS or the ALCS, which we'll get to in a little bit. And I thought for sure, as I was driving home last night from pitchers, after I watched Western Kentucky not show up
Fortunately lose. With
not show up.
Fortunately lose to Florida Worldwide. You were happy about it.
I was never going to be in a bad situation with that. I might have over-exaggerated for a little bit of play on the radio. But you know what? I will say, I had to show up a little bit late. All right, we had a little rain delay for practice yesterday. Torrential downpour. Poor. So I left practice late. I already got a text. Big's down 6-0. I'm like, all right, well, that's not great. And then I get the pitchers, right? My buddy's already there. I look at the score. Not great. Not great for Big Red. And the thing that pains me about Big Red losing yesterday was the fact that they lost in the Zombieland uniforms, which means they'll probably never wear those again. And those were cool. And then our resident FIU fan walked into pitchers with a big smile on her face. What's the score?
Was it?
What's the score? Oh my God. I thought Mike was gonna scream. She was like, oh, that's great. Go Panthers. West Kentucky could not. That was the only Coosa game or Sunbelt game last night that wasn't fun to watch. That was the only blowout game. Anyway. So I'm leaving pitchers last night after what was the debacle of a performance out of Western Kentucky. And I get a phone call from our program director, Adam Klug. He said, have you seen the article yet? And I said, I have seen something pop up. Thinking about the John Heyman article that came out last night. It was about two paragraphs. And I said, what, the thing that John Heyman posted? And he was like, no, that's like two paragraphs. What Kevin Acey posted? And I said, no. He was like, go home. When you get home, open up the paper or view it on your phone and dive in. So we had Mike Schilt news again last night. And it was a very inside look into how Mike Schilt managed the San Diego Padres. And to me, it wasn't shocking to read the article. In fact, I thought, you know, as much as people are freaking out about it, I didn't think it was as bad as what a lot of people on social media made it out to be. Now, it's unfortunate that Mike Schilt, according to the reports from Kevin Acey and the 20 sources that he has, it's unfortunate that Mike Schilt ran his club the way that he did for his coaching staff. It's unfortunate that he didn't have necessarily the greatest working relationship with his coaching staff. It's not, you know, it's not great. And there's a lot of things that come about with Mike Schilt. But the fact of the matter is the guy won. All right. So like on the field, they were winning. Off the field, might be a little bit more stressful for the people that worked around him. But the way that Mike Schilt handled the media with his condescending tone and like kind of acting like we're all stupid, it did not surprise me that he acted like that behind the scenes. We're going to get into the details of this article and all of the quotes and all of the sources that Kevin Acey used in this piece, talking about his time in St. Louis and how eerily similar it was. What Mike Schilt had to say. I mean, there's two sides to every story. Mike Schilt, as quoted in there, wanted the best for his team, wanted the best for the organization, and wanted the best for his players. And he believes that he is there to make every player on his team potentially have the best career that they have. And you know what? Sometimes it takes a little toughness to be able to do that. He might have gone a little overboard. But I think as I read through it, the irritating thing for me, if I was one of the staff members, is the fact that he held the staff to higher standards than apparently he held the players. And the way that he treated the staff was a little bit different than the way he treated the players. And maybe that showed in the performance when it came to them having to win a series, like against the Dodgers in 2024, or them even this last season against the Cubs. Maybe that was the difference that the Padres needed. But I'm not going to sit here and dance on the man's grave. He wasn't fired. He left on his own accord. And as much as everybody still, like, reading this article last night wants to say, like, oh, well, they paid him off, and he said all these things to get the payment. And I mean, think about everything that needs to happen in a line and get Mike Schilt to agree to all these things for you to fit the narrative that the Padres fired him. I don't understand the logic. And everybody's like, well, I talked to sources too, and they said, like, he actually was fired. Like, okay. Think about everything that would need to happen. Now, if they wanted to get rid of this guy, and he didn't want to leave on his own, why would he put this much effort into having the same story and to walking away? That doesn't make any financial sense. Doesn't make any sense at all. If somebody's trying to get rid of you, you're just going to, like, do whatever they say when you have guaranteed money. I mean, that's got a lawsuit written all over it. So I'm not going to entertain those questions. Two things could be true about this situation with Mike Schilt. One, he was done. He was done trying to please everybody. He was done trying to, you know, run a ball club the way that he needed, the way that he saw he needed to run a ball club. Okay, he could be done. And that could be true. He could have left. He could still leave on his own. He still could have left on his own accord, which I believe. That could be true. The other thing that could be true is he ran his club at a level that people around him did not like. That also could be true. Both things could be true. So just because they have this story now in this article that we're going to dive deeper into when we come back, about all of these little things and these relationships that Mike Schilt had with his coaching staff and even A.J. Preller that didn't seem like they were great, that could be true. And him leaving on his own can also be true. Both of those things can be true. And if you look at the way that he treated the players compared to the way he treated the staff, I don't know. To me, that seems like a little much. But Mike Schilt, who led the Padres to back-to-back 90-win seasons and consecutive playoff berths, abruptly retired as manager, citing health, stress, and burnout. But the full picture obviously reveals a very far more complex story as laid out in Kevin Acey's article in the Union Tribune last night. Mike Schilt insists his decision was voluntary and driven by personal well-being. Numerous staffers described a very tense, exhausting workplace under a highly demanding, at times volatile manager. At the same time, Mike Schilt, widely respected as a brilliant game strategist and strong leader of players who delivered results, both things do appear to be true. Schilt wore himself out trying to control every detail, and in doing so, wore out much of his staff too. Both of those things can be true. Mike Schilt had been part of baseball since he was 8 years old. He is one of the only managers to never have played any baseball at a professional level. He is a guy that had every single job in a baseball clubhouse at one point in his life. And he prided himself on that. He's very proud about that. And so what he believed he needed his staff to do, what he believed needed to be done to be a good and a successful baseball team, wore him out and wore his staff out. But I'm going to tell you right now, the guy won everywhere he was. So both things can be true. What Mike Schilt believed was necessary to win baseball games and make the playoffs exhausted Mike Schilt and exhausted his staff. What else is in this article about Mike Schilt? We're taking a deeper dive when we come back about the manager, former manager of the San Diego Padres, and what it was like working with Mike Schilt, as laid out by the Kevin Acey article. We'll explain further when we continue on the Braden Cipretta Show. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the fan. All right, it's time to get into this thing. Some people are asking in the chat, like, well, I need comparisons to this and that. Hey, did you read the article? If not, we're going to help you out here. We're not going to read it word for word, obviously, but there's a lot of things that we want to pick out of this article from Kevin Acey about Mike Shildt. Now, I do want to mention, reported yesterday, updated yesterday at 5 o'clock, Jeff Sanders had in an article in the Union Tribune, it's titled, quote, "A Really Attractive Job, A.J. Preller Already Receiving Calls About Padres' Vacant Managerial Position." An article that, like, all right, okay, I don't really need it. What am I going to dig into this for? It quotes a lot of things from the press conference. We were here for the press conference. I know what was said. Here's some candidates. But at the very beginning of this entire thing, as reported by Jeff Sanders. Now, I laid it out yesterday, what I would do if I was the Padres. The first thing I would do is get this guy extended as quickly as possible. I'm talking about A.J. Preller. If you do not believe that A.J. Preller is going to be the general manager for the long period of time, or at least during the next couple of years, then just get rid of him. Don't let him be a general manager in a lame duck era. Okay? Lame duck period. Do not allow him to hire another manager if you do not believe in him. That needs to be the decision that needs to be made. As reported by Jeff Sanders, first line of this article, A.J. Preller is expected to receive an extension offer this offseason, according to sources within the Padres organization. That needs to happen yesterday. They got to get that thing going. They need to get that thing going. A.J. Preller, until he has got his contract. But here we go. Let's take a dive in what was mentioned in this article, some of the things that were very important, what Mike Shildt said, what the organization said, an inside look at the Padres clubhouse, the pattern that repeats from St. Louis, and the results that were on the field of what was the tenure, albeit short, of Mike Shildt as the manager of the San Diego Padres. And I'm going to preface this by saying again, my opinions of Mike Shildt, I get paid to give my opinions. My opinions of Mike Shildt are he was condescending to the media. I think he handled the media poorly. But I thought he did a great job of winning baseball games. And he got, and I think he did a good job with the players. I don't know anything about his relationships with the coaches. All we're going to have is some sources here, and it's Mike Schilt's word versus their word. And to be honest with you, Mike Schilt doesn't really deny a lot of this stuff. He points out the reasons why he did the things that he did. You could agree with it, you could disagree with it. I think Mike Schilt, as a Padres manager, was a successful manager, getting to the playoffs 2 years in a row, winning over 180 games, 183 games in the last 2 years. I mean, he got the job done. Was it a little stressful? Probably. All right, let's take a deeper dive. This is what Mike Schilt said in this article. He said his decision was entirely his own, not forced or negotiated. He walked away from approximately $4 million owed to him over the final 2 years of his deal. He cited his burnout. He cited poor health and a desire for peace and better quality of life. He admitted frustration with, quote, the inability to please everybody. That was answering a question, by the way, about how other people viewed working with Mike Schilt. He defended by saying, you know, it was his frustrations with trying to please everybody on his staff. And this goes back to him in St. Louis. He denied acting inappropriately or being abusive, but acknowledged he had, quote, high standards. Said he's, quote, walking away with my head held high and is proud of what he built. Is there anything there, Frank, that you don't believe out of Mike Schilt? I believe everything that he said right there.
Like I said on Monday, there are many things that I would believe about Mike Schilt. Him being a liar is not one of them.
No. Mike Schilt is going to tell you how it is. He's going to tell you how it is. I believe him when he says everything about this. Two things could be true. One, he could have had a somewhat hostile, I don't want to say hostile, that's kind of like, that's an HR nightmare. He could have had a very controversial, contentious working relationship with his coaches. That could be true. It could also be true that him trying to hold people to high standards wore him down just as much as it wore a staff down. Both of those things could be true. And I think in this particular case, they are. Here's what the organization said about Mike Schilt. AJ Preller, quote, there's always going to be tension in a high-performance atmosphere. That's healthy. He described Mike Schilt's exit as more of a surprise than a shock, given signs of burnout. And privately, some members of the organization were relieved by the decision, saying morale had been low among coaches and staff. There was one part of that article that mentioned how, and it wasn't direct from AJ Preller, but a source talking about how AJ had said, I got to go talk to Mike Schilt. And then he talked about the meme of saying something and then whoop, ducking out of the way. So again, both of those things can be true. Inside the Padres clubhouse. And again, it's funny. Like, I'm just talking about what has been reported, Frank. People still go, that's not real. It's not true. They want to believe false narratives that prove their theory that everything sucks.
And what did we talk about yesterday? It's not everything. Not everything has to be a conspiracy. Sometimes the way it is just the way it is. You don't have to go digging deeper into everything to find some sort of hidden meaning in what somebody said.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to take things at face value, especially coming from a guy like Mike Schilt. I would take what he says at face value.
Correct.
He's not trying to hide some passive aggressive messaging in what he's saying.
Well, then all the AJ Preller haters are out saying, like, see, this is an AJ problem. He created this. This is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. We can't let him hire another manager. Like, 1 year. He's going to only do one more year. You can't work on a one-year deal. It's not when you're hiring a manager. Back to particular deal here. Inside the Padres clubhouse, this is quoted in the article, nearly 20 sources, including 12 who worked closely with Mike Schilt, described them as, quote, unyieldingly demanding, micromanaging, and possessing a, quote, quick temper easily triggered by questions or feedback. Some said he berated staff in private, then appeared cheerful in front of players. I think that's kind of ridiculous. Not that it happened, but like acting like that, that's not a huge fan of that. Several coaches admitted he made them better, but at a personal cost. Morale among staff was consistently low, especially late in 2025. Padres even enlisted people internally to work with Mike Shildt on communication and temper management. Players, meanwhile, largely respected Mike Shildt, calling him detailed, prepared, and deeply invested in their success. Quote, he cares about the players more than himself, end quote, one player said. I believe all of that. I believe all of that. Based on the Mike Shildt that we would see in the media, none of this is shocking to me. How did he act in the media, Frank? He would get
very cold, callous, and he would demeaning be, if questioned.
He would be questioned. He'd be immediately demeaning and condescending.
Mm-hmm.
He would act like none of us knew anything about baseball and we were all stupid. And he would get irritated. But then how would he talk about his players in the media?
Always back
him
up.
Always
they
back
him
up. Always
wrong.
Put him on a pedestal. Always had, yeah, always had their backs. And then you look at the reported article, the staff felt the same way. They felt the same way. I mean, you sit there and you wonder why Luis Arraez hit second the entire year. It's not shocking to me.
Set in his ways.
But I tell you what, the guy won. I mean, he wins. And some coaches, now here's the deal, like him holding his coaches accountable is one thing. He might have done it in a way that might be a little bit too far. But a lot of coaches in this article admitted that they became better coaches because Mike Shildt held them to a high standard in order to win. They admitted it. They admitted that it made them a better coach. You have to give the guy some credit, too. I mean, this is not going to be like a just rip Mike Shildt day. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that are bad. There's a lot of stuff that's like, hey, sometimes this is what it takes to win to a certain extent. Some patterns repeat from St. Louis. These complaints mirror the reasons Mike Shildt was fired by the Cardinals in 2021 after a 90-win season. They quote, philosophical differences that insiders now confirm involve staff conflict and friction. Several St. Louis staff members reportedly threatened to quit if Mike Shildt stayed. I'm going to say that again. Several St. Louis staff members reportedly threatened to quit if he stayed. It obviously is that this is the way he is, right? Mike Shildt even said, this is how you know it's kind of the same. Because people are like, well, what happened in St. Louis? What's different? It's not different. Mike Shildt acknowledged Tuesday that the complaints were, quote, eerily similar to his time in St. Louis. Obviously, there's something to be said about the way that he runs a ball club. And people don't like it.
That's when you got to take a step back and go, there seems to be one common denominator in this math equation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's me.
And that's where, like, for Mike Shildt, I mean, he just took his ball and went home. He said it took a toll on me. And he kind of addresses that it took a toll on his staff, but the excuse was, is, you know, the way he acted, he has an excuse for everything, right? Hasn't that been the case with him? And every time he met with the media,
yeah,
he had an excuse for everything. Well, his excuse for this was, well, this is what you have to do to win. He obviously was a little bit too far. I think he needed to be somewhere in between. I think he needed to be somewhere in between, and you probably would have had even more success. But all of this stress and stuff to try to make his players the best took a toll on Mike, and he and then took it out on the staff. And you could talk about the results all you want. I mean, this is Mike Shildt's career managerial record. Including San Diego and including St. Louis, he only managed for 5 seasons. Can you believe that? 5 full seasons. Well, based on the way he manages, it kind of makes sense that he only managed 5 full seasons. In Mike Shildt's managerial career, he finishes with a 435 and 340 record. That's a 561 win percentage. The guy wins. 5 playoff appearances in 5 full seasons. He made the playoffs in 5 straight seasons. Transformed the Padres culture post-Bob Melvin, uniting the clubhouse and reestablishing discipline. Got a significantly cheaper 2024 roster, down $90 million in payroll to 93 wins and an NLDS berth. Another 90-win season in 2025, but increasing strain behind the scenes. Two truths can coexist. Mike Schilt is a successful, old-school leader who demanded excellence and got results. His style alienated coaches, wore people down, and wasn't sustainable in the modern MLB workplace, and also, in part, wore himself down to the point where he needed to step away from the game. Both of those things can be true. I am not going to sit here and say this is some crazy backdoor deal that got him, quote, retired, like some people want to say. Mike Schilt obviously was tired of having to go like this. And you know what? Maybe him taking the time off, he will do some self-eval. So for the next time he gets back into baseball, he wants to get back into baseball. It's said in that article. He wants to get back into baseball in some capacity. Maybe he can find a different way to manage where it doesn't wear him out and his staff out. Because the way that he wanted to run this team, that he thought was the way that you run a team to win, wore out his staff and wore himself out and led him to walk away from the game.
Or maybe just a different role. Maybe not as a day-to-day manager. Maybe it is somewhere in the front office that he's meant to work.
That's what he wanted to do. But what I'm saying is he could probably adjust a couple of things. Adjust a couple of things and not have the same stress on his life and be a manager in baseball. I believe that.
What is going on in the YouTube chat?
I don't know. People want to fire everybody.
We're trading Fernando now. What is going on?
The narrative out there with Mike Schilt and the disconnect that he had with his staff, people are going to, look, this is the same thing that Bob Melvin walked away from. It's all A.J. Preller's fault. Let's get rid of A.J. Preller. That is what people want to draw conclusions to.
Incorrect.
For the people that don't like A.J. Preller. That is what this is what this narrative is turning into. And from there, then people feed off of it and go, we need to get rid of Fernando, and we got to get rid of Manny, and we got to redo all of these things. I saw an interesting tweet last night about general managers for the Padres. I saw it. And it had something to do with a former GM that everybody says is the greatest GM the Padres have ever had. We'll talk about that when we come back and get to your phone calls. Matt in San Diego, Troop in Chula Vista. If you want to join the show today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Give us a call. How do you react to that Kevin Acey article today? There's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Jeff Sanders reported yesterday A.J. Preller is expected to receive an extension offer this offseason, according to sources within the Padres organization. We'll talk more about that as we continue in the 10 o'clock hour on the Braden Soprenich Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The fan. We're going to get to this in a second. So now that I'm part of the Sports San Diego and the Holiday Bowl Red Jackets, I need to get a red jacket.
Might help.
Yeah, right. I need a red jacket.
Sounds like
today is the deadline to order said red coat.
Oh!
And I've been putting off the deal, and I was like, okay, so, I need my exact sizes. And I was like, oh, I'll just check the jacket. And the jacket said the size. And I was like, okay, cool. And it's like, oh, you need all your measurements. And I'm like, oh, God. I don't have time to go to, like, whatever. I didn't have time to, like, I don't have one of the, you know what, I don't have time. So right now, I was on the phone with Men's Warehouse, the last place I had measurements done. And the jacket that I'm wearing, that I currently wear all the time, are for these measurements. And I haven't changed. I fit really good in this jacket. So I'm trying to get the jacket measurements. And so I'm talking to the guy on the phone, and he was explaining like something. I'm like, dude, I just need the jackets. He's like, are you sure we've done measurements with you? I'm like, yes, I have physically done measurements at your store, and I know you have them in the system because somebody in my family bought me a jacket not too much further after that using said measurements. So I'm on the phone with Men's Warehouse during this last break. And I have to go. Like, can I call you back during the next break? She's like, what? I'm like, it's my job. I'll call you back soon. So I have to call back and ask for Jessica, and hopefully she'll have my information for me.
I
was sweating that out, and I was trying to explain. The gentleman I was talking to before was like, I mean, I get it. It's 10:42. They just opened at 10. It's a Wednesday. It's kind of hard to get things done when you're in our show. Because it's like, this is the time when people do run errands and stuff. So we'll see how the red jacket thing goes. Calvin Gregory, you're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
I felt kind of bad for you.
Why?
As you were running through this, like, oh, God, this is annoying. But now finding out that you procrastinated to the point where this is forced upon you, I don't feel as bad for you anymore.
I found out about it a week and a half ago, and then it was like I didn't have time. I couldn't have. I didn't have time. It's either this is my day. It's like get up, work out, come back, go to work, go straight to football practice, then go to the. And then by the time I'm done with all the stuff I have to do, it's like 9 o'clock, and they're closed. I swear I had one of these, you know, measurements I could have like had somebody do it at my house, I guess. But
did you know before you went to De La Salle?
No.
Okay.
It was more recent thing. I kept asking, how do I get this red jacket? Where do I get it from? And then they sent it out and they're like, here, the orders are due by this day. And
don't
I'm like,
have,
okay.
Don't we have somebody here who could have answered that question for you?
He's not on the deal anymore.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh.
He offered to give me like buy his jacket. I'm like, no, I want one that fits me specifically. I don't want a hand-me-down jacket. If I'm going to pay for the jacket, I'm going to pay for my own jacket. It's going to fit nicely. Anyway.
The vapors in chat is asking, does it come with a bowl of soup?
Why would it come with a bowl of soup?
I don't know. I thought it was a reference that you might understand.
Couldn't tell you. Holiday Bowl?
Maybe.
Is there poinsettias in there? 833-288-9733, 833-288-9733. Got people want to weigh in on this, huh?
Yes, we do.
Let's start off with Matt in San Diego. He's the first one to call in. Matt, what's going on, man?
How much? How's it going, Braden?
Going well.
My thoughts on this, I'll first say this is coming from Padres aren't my primary team, but I remember when the hiring first came down and it was Mike Schilt, I remember thinking it didn't make sense to begin with. And because I think the point I'm looking to make is you've got Mike Schilt, an old head baseball lifer, trying to gel with A.J. Preller and a Padres organization that, from my perspective, is definitely more of a modern kind of almost managerless approach, which seemed to rub Bob Melvin the wrong way, and which is why he left. So my thoughts then were like, okay, we're bringing in another old head baseball lifer to see if that kind of gels. And it seems to me now that, because I think there's also something to be said about, you know, Mike Schilt personally might not be the greatest person, but I think that tension is also going to come from a disagreement with an organizational approach. And like you were saying before, we also saw that in St. Louis when he gets forced out from a successful organization that's also trying to modernize, as the Cardinals were very much an old head organization that was trying to catch up. And so it's interesting to me now to see folks saying that, oh, we need, that Padres need another veteran manager to manage the Stars, where to me it seems like, no, you kind of need a fresh button pusher to just get that organizational consistency top down so you don't have your cleanup hitter bunting in a playoff game. And so you have a homogenous approach because, I mean, really, at this point, you have the Stars and you have the veterans. You have Yu Darvish, you have Manny Machado, you have Jake Cronenworth, you have Fernando Tatis. You have the leaders in the dugout. You don't need to throw another rah-rah leader on top of that, in my perspective. I think you kind of need more of just an organizational figurehead to actually run the organization the way it's set up to run. Whether or not you agree with having kind of a managerless organizational approach or not, I think either way, it needs to be homogenous. And I think that's how you get the most out of it. So I'm wondering for your 2 cents on that.
Yeah, I think to me, when it comes to the veteran-type manager, you need to have somebody that the players respect because the Jace Tingler experiment didn't work. And they made the playoffs in 2020 with Jace Tingler, but the Jace Tingler approach didn't work. They got to have somebody that the players respect and on top of that is on the same page with the front office. You know, they have to be able to have a unison pulling the rope in the right direction. Now, I will say, like, this team was successful on the field. This team was successful on the field. But Matt brings up a lot of good points about the organization itself. Now, I don't think this is, you know, this particular situation with Mike Schilt is like a smoking gun of a massive problem with the organization. I mean, he did the same thing happened in St. Louis that has happened here now in San Diego with Mike Schilt. But they were going to bring him back. They didn't get rid of him. They were going to bring him back, and it's the staff in San Diego wasn't threatening to leave. Now, they did say if another opportunity presented itself, this was in the Kevin Azey article, they would have pursued said other opportunity. But they were bringing him back. Two things can be true. Mike Schilt, hard to work with on the coaching staff side. Mike Schilt wore himself out and needed to step away. 833-288-9733. Mo in San Diego. You're on the Brayton Soprano Show. What's up, Mo?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good morning. You know, reading the Kevin Acey article this morning, I really started to think about all the things that we've been discussing over the last few days since the news first broke of Schilt leaving the Padres. And I really don't see it as a smoking gun. I really see it as a reaffirmation of something that I was already feeling ever since Schilt was announced as the new manager of the Padres. This could potentially work out for the Padres, and I think it has to a degree, but it could also not work out for the Padres in the long term. You have two different organizations in baseball at this point saying the exact same thing, right? So I'm not surprised. I think it is true that he very likely felt overwhelmed by the game, and part of that really, I think, stems from some of the pushback that he might have received from the coaching staff. And he finally said, hey, you know what? My managerial style is not conducive to anything good here in San Diego. So let's take a step back. Let's reassess and take a break. I totally feel that. And I feel like it's something that is plausible and it's very likely at this point.
I agree with that. Mo, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, I don't think this is an... I mean, if you think about it, because everybody's freaking out right now that the Padres have had all these different managers. And we talked about this on Monday, Frank. We talked about it on Monday. The last two managers, I don't think you could throw into this equation of, like, nobody can work with A.J. Preller and this is all a problem and yada, 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 yada.
I honestly think this is going to sound really, really...
Careful what you say.
Kiss-assy, but... I think the last four generally should not be really thrown on Preller, because the first two...
No, one should be thrown on Preller.
The first...
Jace Tingler is the only one that should be thrown on Preller,
okay.
In my opinion.
Okay, fair enough.
He swung and missed on the Jace Tingler thing by getting somebody that's going to follow what he does, his buddy from Texas that the players didn't respect. That one's on... I can't give A.J. Preller the benefit of the doubt on the Tingler thing. But okay. As you're saying,
fair
I know
enough.
Where you're going with this.
A.J. Green was never meant to win.
Andy Green.
He was never expected to win. He was never meant to win. Those teams were god-awful.
No, he
was
wearing it for 3 years. He was going to wear it for 3 years.
Exactly. And the last two left.
Correct.
So he's really only hired two managers. This is his third in 10 years, if you really want to look at it that way.
It's not like they didn't get fired.
No, this is not...
It's not like it was a disaster and they had to fire both of them. If that was the case, A.J. Preller would be gone right now.
The more and more you look at it, it's less managerial malpractice and more of it's just the way it happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that. I mean, the other thing, we talked about the staff yesterday. The staff is basically the same staff as it was with Bob Melvin in his first year in 2022. Which, by the way, had a lot of members of this staff had not a lot of major league coaching experience. And they had one with Bob Melvin and with Mike Schilt. I mean, if you look at, I look at this as one regime of a coach. Because it was Bob Melvin and his staff, and Mike Schilt was on that staff with Bob Melvin. At some point in time, he was. And he was part of the organization. And in the 4 years of Bob Melvin, 22, 23, 24, 25. In the 4 years with Bob Melvin through Mike Schilt, they made the playoffs three times.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's getting fired for that.
No.
In baseball.
That's
unless you're spending $400 million on a payroll, right? So this is not the same as these guys failing.
Why is it revisionist history to bring up the fact that a guy had god-awful teams?
That guy doesn't like A.J. Preller. That's the only reason why
that's,
I'm saying.
No, and that's fair. I've had my gripes with A.J. Preller that I've mentioned over the last couple of years. You can't blame the fact that one guy quit because he went to take his dream job to manage the San Francisco Giants, his childhood team.
Right. And it was an opportunity to do so.
And you can't blame A.J. Preller for a guy who just wanted to step away from baseball for a while.
And by the way,
just regroup.
As much
That's
as
not
you
his
want,
fault.
As much as you want to say, well, this is the Padres organization and it's stress. He did the same thing in St. Louis.
Exactly.
The same thing happened in St. Louis. I honestly, and look, man, we have criticized A.J. Preller a lot on this show.
Yes.
I can't throw him under the bus for this. I can't do it. I'm a fair guy. I'm going to be fair.
He made it a god-awful team. How did he make it a god-awful team? You've been to the playoffs the last 4 years.
They've made the playoffs 4 out of the last 6 years. Do you want to go back to being the Blue Padres? Do you? I mean, you can't sit there and say that A.J. Preller is the reason they don't win a World Series, but then say he's not the reason they've made the playoffs. You can't say this. You can't do the same. You can't say that. They both, you can't try to finagle your argument that way. Has A.J. Preller made all perfect trades? No, nobody has. But to say that he's the reason for this, like, why they haven't won a World Series yet is beyond me. I mean, everybody talks about Kevin Towers and what a great general manager Kevin Towers. Kevin Towers is a great man. But if you start looking at, like, how much time he was as a general manager, people just are like, well, he didn't have the money. I mean, he is widely recognized as the greatest general manager in franchise history. He had 9 out of 15 losing seasons. More of your phone calls when we come back. Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego Summit Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.